What if you could stop feeling overwhelmed by your business goals and finally gain momentum by focusing on just a few focused priorities? Does this sound like a dream? It can be your reality. Today, I'm going to show you how to identify the biggest gaps in your business and build systems that create sustainable growth. Get ready to streamline your focus and set goals that actually move the needle for your life and your business. Let's do this. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Welcome back, small business owners. I'm so glad you're here today. Wow, we've come so far in this series already, the Dream Big Plan Smart series. We're on episode 4 out of 5. Can you imagine? I hope you have been able to follow along, to download the workbook and to fill that out each and every week. And I hope you're starting to see how taking the time to plan makes such a difference. All right. In the previous episodes, we reflected on the past year. We dreamed about the life we wanted, and we made some strategic decisions to align our business with that vision. And today, we're going to narrow our focus to put all our energy into one clear, actionable path. This, my friends, is where we gain momentum. I know for a lot of you, when you think of goal setting, it can feel really daunting, right? Most of us as small business owners, it's easy to list a big outcome as a goal, like we want to double our revenue. But how do we turn that big outcome into practical step-by-step plan? And that's where most of us hit a wall. Many business owners struggle with setting goals because they don't have a system to achieve them. And we just went through this actually inside my membership, the Profitable Small Business Club. Just finished doing yearly planning and then 90-day strategic planning. And that's exactly what I found the business owners in there. When we went to set our goals, they were setting big outcome goals. But the practical day-to-day and how to get to that outcome, that's where they struggled. So having those two live sessions really, really helped them to narrow this down. So today we're going to flip the script on traditional goal setting. And like I do for many things, we're going to do things a little bit differently. So first, I just want to take a quick look at some of the mistakes that we as small business owners make when we try and set goals. So first, there's that temptation to set brand new goals every time you sit down to plan. It's like we're starting over from scratch every quarter, right? We need new offers. We need new marketing ideas. We need new systems. But when we're constantly starting fresh, we're missing out on the chance to build momentum. I want you to stop reinventing the wheel, and I want your business to start stacking wins so that each new goal builds on the success of the last one. Don't restart and start from scratch every quarter with new goals. Let's build on what the last goal was so we can start stacking those wins. Second thing I see is that many people set goals without really understanding what their business actually needs right now. Maybe your business is struggling with profitability, or maybe you're overwhelmed because your systems aren't streamlined. But if you're not setting goals that actually address your business's biggest challenges, then you're just really spinning your wheels. So then the question becomes, how do we know what our business truly needs? Well, I like to break this down into four key areas. Problem number one is revenue. Are you bringing in enough to achieve your goals and pay yourself a consistent salary? If not, if that's your problem, if that's the biggest challenge you have right now in your business, then your goals need to reflect that issue. Your goals need to reflect bringing in more revenue. Your goals need to reflect bringing in more revenue so you can pay yourself consistently. Second area is profit. Are you increasing your take-home pay? Are you improving your profit margins? Are you boosting the lifetime customer value? This is another area where your business may find a challenge right now. And if so, then your goals have to reflect that. The third one is control. Is your business easy to run? From an operational standpoint, do you have systems in place that give you clarity and allow your team to just step in and confidently get stuff done? This is a big issue for a lot of us. We grow to a certain point and we haven't got the back-end systems to sustain the level of growth that we want. And then the fourth area that's common business challenge is happiness and fulfillment. Is your business aligned with your dream life? Are you feeling energized and inspired by the work you're doing? So I want you to take a moment and reflect, which of these areas is your biggest challenge right now? Number one was revenue, two was profit, three was control, and four is happiness and fulfillment. Whatever answer you come up with, that's where your goals should focus. Right? We don't want to only set a revenue goal with no clear plan on how to get there. We don't want to be starting over every 90 days. And we do want to be solving the biggest challenge our business currently has. All right. You've heard me talk about systems. You've heard about a lot of people talk about systems. But I want to explain it to you this way. Goals without systems, to me, are like having a destination in mind without a map. A sustainable business is built on systems that make it easier to run, grow, and scale. So in my Profitable Small Business Club, I teach members to focus on creating a rinse and repeat system for their client success blueprint. This blueprint touches every part of the customer journey. So in marketing, this is how we attract, engage, and nurture leads. So do we have a rinse and repeat for attracting people to our world? Whether that's using strategies like SEO or collaborations, draw people in, paid ads, whatever that looks like for you, what's your rinse and repeat strategy for attracting new people to your world? Next step, engaging. How do we invite potential clients to share their contact information with us? Is that through a freebie, through a consultation, through a workshop? Whatever that looks like for you, is it rinse and repeat? And then our third area of marketing, nurturing, right? Staying top of mind, whether that's through newsletters, case studies, podcasts, social content. What's your rinse and repeat strategy? That can happen behind the scenes over and over each and every week so that you are continuing to attract, engage, and nurture that audience. The next piece of this client success blueprint is your sales. This is inviting people to actually work with you. Is that through a launch, through an evergreen funnel, through consultation sales? What does it look like for you? How do you make it easy for clients to say, yes, I want to work with you? And is it rinse and repeat? And then, of course, the last system is your delivery, your onboarding experience, your client experience while you're doing the delivery of the work, and your offboarding process. Those need to be seamless, right? A great experience creates happy clients. And what do those happy clients do? They return for more and they refer others. So having these systems in place is really, really important when we're thinking about our goals. If we don't have a rinse and repeat system for each of these, then our goals need to be focused on making that happen first. So I want you to take a moment and think about your business. Do you have a clear strategy for each of these areas? Attracting, engaging, nurturing, inviting, and delivering. And if not, then those gaps become your goals for this next year. So as an example, if you're attracting leads, but they aren't converting, then maybe your nurture system needs some attention. Or if you're struggling with onboarding clients, it's time to refine your delivery process a little bit further. So the other area I see that we struggle with when in terms of goals is narrowing our focus. So I want you to limit yourself to just 5 goals for this next year. 5 only. Why? Because having too many goals will dilute your focus and leave you overwhelmed. Guaranteed. When you narrow down, you can go deeper and you can make some real progress on each of those goals. So before you set any other goals, make sure your client success blueprint is running efficiently. Once that is in place, then you can consider additional goals that align with your dream life and your definition of success. And finally, I want you to think about what you'll need to achieve these goals. Do you need to invest in training, hire support, or simply block out some time for some focused work? The workbook for this series is going to help you identify these needs and create a plan. So if you haven't already done so, you can download the workbook at ceoamplify.ca/dream-big. This workbook is packed with prompts to guide you through every step of this series. All right. In our final episode of this Dream Big, Plan Smart series, we're going to tie everything together and create a 12-month action plan to bring your goals to life. I don't want you to miss it, so tune in next week. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.